Happy July 4th, everyone. Happy Independence Day to everyone. It is a 555 Fitness Week here on the Big Red Express. Today I chat with Robert Piparo, or as he likes to be called, Pip, about their September 11th workout and so much more. Kind of we started the podcast. I didn't tell him we were recording, and we kind of jumped right into things. But, man, what a great conversation we had. Part one is today. Part two is going to be on Thursday for Interview Thursday. We talk about the Larong Living Challenge, the gala that the World and Police Fire Games is going to have, that they're going to have at the World and Police Fire Games in August. So much coming up here on the podcast that you're not going to want to miss, and it's only here on the Big Red Express. But first, got to give a huge shout out to all the sponsors, all the great people that make this podcast possible. Huge shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station right across from Hardee's. The best place that you will go for lunch or dinner. They're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesdays through Sundays. They got burritos, chimichangas, tacos, quesadillas, and so much more. Go check them out. They got that California burrito that is so good. That's right, California burrito. Got some fries, some steak, and some sour cream. It is amazing. Go check them out on Facebook and on Instagram at Burrito Perdido. Got to give a huge shout out as well to CrossFit Krypton and the Ben Smith Blueprint. Have any questions about how you can get personalized information and personalized training from one of the fittest CrossFit athletes and a former guest of the Big Red Express, Ben Smith? Go check him out on Instagram. It's just the Ben Smith Blueprint. If you want more information on how you can get that delivered to your email every single week, it is personally devoted to someone that wants to advance their training and become a games competitor. From a games competitor, one of the best in the sport of all time, Ben Smith. So go check him out on Instagram at the Ben Smith Blueprint right now. Got to give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop, located in front of CrossFit Chesapeake. They have the largest selection of stance socks in all of Virginia and probably one of the biggest selections on the East Coast. Make sure you guys go check them out on Facebook at RX Pro Shop today. And go check them out if you were ever in the Hampton Roads area. They're absolutely incredible. They're pretty much at almost every big event and every event in Hampton Roads. So make sure you guys go check them out. All right, here's my conversation, part one of my conversation with Pip. I hope you enjoyed it. It was one of the most enjoyable experiences that we've had here on the podcast, and always a fun time when we catch up with our friend Pip from 555 Fitness. Here's part one of our conversation. Enjoy.
Doing all right?
Yeah, a little tired. You know, sometimes when you stay up from 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure, so, man. I can't even imagine.
I mean, it's not what we do, but you know, sometimes those things happen. You get a little nap in the morning and you move on, kind of thing.
So. Yeah, I guess you're right. True.
It's not the perfect plan, but it's what happens. You think some people are like, oh, you sleep at work. I'm like, yeah, we sleep all the time, man. All I do is sleep. That's it, man. Totally. It's all I do.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes like you guys get like people, I think you guys get like a bad rap, like, oh, you guys are doing nothing, because it rarely happens. But when it does happen, like, it's like the longest day ever.
Yeah, you're on. You know what I mean? Like, and that's it. Like, last night, like, there you go. And it was weird. Like, it's I'm in the busy station, and that's where most of the fires are.
Yeah.
This fire was at where the slow station is. So, like, I had this really long ride to get there, which never happens to me. Usually we're there right away. And, you know, you're in a totally different role, and then you're on. You know what I mean? Like, you're literally from a dead sleep to on. And, you know, you got to be your best. And that's kind of what happens.
For sure.
It's crazy. It gets crazy. And that's part of what I'm learning, too. And, I mean, we could talk about this even if you want to a little bit. But one of the biggest things that affects, like, emergency services providers in general is sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
And these are things that I would have never even thought about talking about, you know?
We're recording right now, so we're on.
Wow, you just throw me in the mix.
Yeah, man, it's cool good though. Like, I've learned this, and this will all make it, but like I've learned it. Like, I start the conversation out and I'm just like, I'm gonna miss some good stuff that people are talking about. I might as well just press record and then just kind of go with it.
Yeah, and work it out in the editing, which is awesome for you to think how far you've come in this thing to be like, I could get so much better stuff because when I just talk to people,
right,
this is the kind of stuff that happens.
Like,
you know?
Instead of going like, all right, you guys ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey, guys, welcome back. Like, we're just going to kind of go right into it. Like, we're literally, you just called me and I pressed record and I was like, we're just going to go right into this and whatever happens, happens.
But that's awesome, dude. I'm like beyond stoked you said that because it's what we've talked about in the past, and I don't know if we've even talked about this on a podcast, but it's just the naturalness of two friends kind of talking.
Exactly.
And talking about what I'm doing, talking about what you're doing, and for some reason people like to listen to that. I don't know why.
Yeah, man, like
it makes me laugh.
I think it was you. I think it was the first or second, probably not the first time, but I think it was the second time that we ever chatted. Like, it was like I just wanted to make it a conversation. I didn't want to have any structure to it. I really just wanted to talk about whatever was going on and just kind of catch up, because that's kind of what that's the best. It's more natural. It's not like, you know, obviously I have some things I want to talk about and you have some things you want to talk about, but like we can get to those. You know what I mean? Like there's no rush to, you know, jump into something right away if, you know, you've got something else on your mind.
For sure. So we should probably be, we're recording and no one knows what we're talking about. So I had a fire last night.
Yeah.
I worked my 24-hour shift last night and I had a fire come in at about, I guess, 1 o'clock in the morning. So I did not sleep very much last night at the firehouse, which we don't really sleep a lot anyway when we work nights. But I had scheduled this with Robbie and got home from work and took a little nap. And now I'm back about my day doing this 555 stuff that,
yeah,
I do. So
it's funny because when you told me that, and like we just said at the beginning, like firefighters sometimes get such a rap like, oh, you guys don't do anything, you know, like you guys just sit around the firehouse and do, like, you either work out or you sleep or you play, you know, like there's so many things that I don't think people from the outside know exactly what you do. And I think that's like a cool thing, you know, that you just brought up, like we have to be on when we're there, like we have to be ready at a moment's notice. And I think it's a very unique job that I don't think a lot of people really understand.
Yeah, there's so many intricacies, and even when you're a new firefighter, you know, when you decide I want to be a firefighter or a police officer, paramedic, you know, this whole emergency services field, you don't even realize what you're getting yourself into overall in the bigger picture of it all, because
right,
usually you're young and you're excited to have this new career or on the fire service side volunteering, but you don't realize the toll it takes on your body. The toll it takes on your mind. And I had mentioned a little bit with sleep deprivation, I would have never thought that that was something that affects us so negatively. And sure enough, that's what we're seeing in the fire service even more, is this sleep deprivation. And I've noticed it in my workouts, post firehouse shift. So like a today where I worked yesterday, whether I went on 2 calls or I went on 20 calls,
right,
I can definitely tell a difference in my ability to, let's say, push through those rounds in like a Metcon or, you know, strength wise, I don't seem to have much of a problem sometimes. I don't know if it's just me.
Yeah.
But I can definitely notice it those later rounds in the Metcon where, like, tomorrow, if I did the same Metcon, I could push through much better because I'm much fresher. So it's kind of a weird thing through fitness and my job that just kind of ties together.
And like, it's crazy because I know we never really met in person, which is the crazy thing, how like we've had this friendship, but like we've never really met in person. But, you know, I've got so many firefighter friends, you know, like Kayla and Mike Richards and stuff like that. And the way that they're able to kind of just go throughout right after they work, like, I can't even imagine how much that takes out of you, you know, when you're on shift, but then to have to, you know, get off shift, you may only get 1 or 2 hours of sleep during the day, and then you still have to go home and you still have a family to raise and maybe other jobs that you have. Pretty incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I come home from work and, you know, I'm dad.
Yeah.
You know, now the summer, the boys are off of school. So,
right,
you know, we're doing dad and mom and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you have a house to take care of. You have all this stuff. And again, people with our careers, you're like, oh, you get all this time off.
Right.
You know, we work a longer work week than anyone else in society. I work a 56-hour work week.
Right.
You know, like people don't always realize that as the way it shakes out. So it's these things that you just do and you kind of get used to. And that's where taking care of yourself, both physically and mentally, really pay off in the end over time, because you want to live a long career and you want to be able to live after your career. So I'm glad I'm able to work out.
Definitely. And I think that's such a cool thing that you guys as 555 Fitness kind of bring, you know, bring awareness to, because, you know, you guys do have long days. You have to be up on your game literally during your entire shift. You just said you work a 56-hour work week. And, you know, it's one of those things where you can't, you know, not be on point for any part of that time, because at any time you may get a call that, you know, could be life threatening. You know what I mean?
That's it. You know, you always have that. It's what could happen. You know, we're there and you don't know. Yesterday I had a fire. We had an extrication. You know, we had two fires actually yesterday. We had some pretty serious calls yesterday.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't go on that serious of a call for a week or two, but it doesn't mean you can't not be in that mindset. And then the other big thing too is it's always the unknown. One of the things that I love about my career, and I think a lot of us all agree with this for sure, is that it's never the same thing twice. You know, no fire is the same, no call is the same. I've seen things, you're like, how could that even happen?
People right.
call the fire department when they do crazy things, like, you know, glue masks to their face or get stuck in walls or things like that, where you're like, well, now we have to figure out how to get you out of this. And it's never the same way twice. And I love that part of it.
Right.
But that's also a huge stressor, because you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's really, that's the original unknown and unknowable.
Yep. Right.
You know, I mean, to bring it full circle on like what you guys do in 555 Fitness and like actually like transferring it to what you guys do as a career and as a firefighter. I mean, you guys literally go to work unknowing what's going to happen, not knowing. And then you go, when you do get a call, you don't know. I mean, you may have like a basis of what you're about to go into, but for the most part, you really have no idea what you're about to go into.
Never. Not at all. You don't know what, and then even when you go to a fire, you don't know what's inside of that house.
Right.
You know what I mean? How it's laid out, what's
yeah.
there, and now you're in a super heated, dark, smoky environment that you're going through. And, you know, it's truly the unknown and unknowable. Is
yeah.
I can't believe I've never thought of that. I'm going to have to steal that from you and write a blog post about that.
Yeah, man. I think when you were talking about not knowing, and I was like, that sounds familiar. It sounds like something that someone from the CrossFit Games has said about a million times since its inception 10 years ago.
That's crazy. And that's that too, like with when it comes to CrossFit, you know, that's one of my favorite parts about it is, you know, I love to look at the workout before I do it. I always look, I'm not going to lie, but that's the exciting part, is to look at it and see what it is, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think that's, you know, another way that you guys, you know, have an advantage, I think, over so many is just, you know, the things that you guys see on a day-to-day basis. And yeah, you hope that, you know, you go to work and you won't get those big calls or those calls for a fire, just because, you know, you don't want anything to happen, but you guys are ready when it does happen.
Yep. And that's, again, a total another thing that comes into this career is your, the mentalness of what you do see. You know, I don't know if mentalness is a word, but that mental toll it takes on you.
You just made it a word.
Yeah, I think I did, right? Mentalness. And, you know, it's devastating when there's a fire in someone's house and they lose their possessions.
Yeah.
And, a friend that I met through 555, who she is not involved in the fire service world, she just recently lost her apartment to a fire.
Wow.
And, you know, I was trying to explain to her, you know, like when they let you back in, you can get your stuff and there's so much more because it's possessions. And you think about it, if that's something that's yours and all the things in your house,
right.
You know, it's so amazing to get someone's picture. You know, if we're able to bring that out for them, you know, their kids' baby albums or things like that, it's very important. And that's another thing that, again, starting as a new firefighter, I never thought about. And now with a decent amount of time in the service, we're like, I'm always happy to go back in and get stuff for people. And it's something I pride in my department that we do that a lot.
Definitely.
And totally something no one thinks about that we do as a fire service.
Right.
Is help people get their stuff back when we can.
Well, man, it's really cool just to hear that side of the thing, because I don't think, I mean, and me included, you know, don't really get that side of the story sometimes unless it's just kind of, you don't know I'm recording and we're just talking.
Yeah, totally right, man. That's awesome. It still makes me laugh that you're like, yeah, I'm recording you now. Then I'll figure it out afterwards.
People.
I didn't even sign the waiver, man.
Hey, this is going to be the top download just because we're just talking shop.
Sweet.
So, man, let's talk about what you're actually here to talk about. I mean, we've been going on for about 12 minutes. I'm talking to Pitt from 555 Fitness. Man, you guys have got so much stuff going on. I mean, you were just sending me some stuff, and we may have to make this a two-part episode just from the stuff that you've been telling me that you guys got going on. Let's start out with that September 11th workout that you guys just released. Talk to us a little bit about that and kind of the purpose behind all that.
Sweet, man. So, yes, we released a September 11th honor wad, and it's out on our website, 555fitness.org, or our Facebook page. And basically, this is a workout. You know, a lot of gyms and CrossFit boxes and locations, you know, they do workouts around September 11th. They do honor wads or hero wads, whoever you want to call it. But there's never really been one big event to tie it all together. And that's kind of what we created here. We created a workout, and this workout is an honor wad that honors all of the emergency services responders that lost their lives on 9/11 in New York City at the World Trade Center site.
Yeah.
And each rep is for one of those service members. So we have 8 emergency medical service members who lost their lives, 60 police officers, and the 343 firefighters. So we set up a partner workout where you'll be doing reps with a partner for each of those members. And the whole point is that you're doing the workout to honor those who lost their lives before. We are asking for a donation from locations and from individuals, and that money is coming back to 555 Fitness to help save the lives of current emergency responders, because that's what we're all about.
Now, talk to us about kind of how the whole idea of, you know, obviously September 11th, a big time, and obviously a time that changed the way that everyone kind of thought the world. It really changed America and the world today. But talk to us about kind of the thought about doing that now. What happened that kind of sparked that interest to do it now?
Well, as we've grown and our growth has just been out of control, people ask us for more and more. And we have 343 honor wads that we created in the beginning of 555. That was one of the first things we did for the firefighters that lost their lives. As 555 has grown, we've started getting requests from people in the emergency medical services, people in the law enforcement world, asking if we can help them with fitness equipment. And in the beginning, my answer always was, I can't even figure out how to help firefighters. Let us figure this out, and then we'll go to help you.
Right.
As we've grown, though, we've realized that that need is there and that these folks are our brothers and sisters. You know, we all wear a badge. We all wear a uniform. So we decided we wanted to help them as well. With the September 11th workout, we thought that was a great way to sort of unite the three different organizations, police, fire, and EMS, because we all do things a little bit differently. But we thought this is a way we can all honor everyone. And with the September 11th workout, my box that I coach at, Iron CrossFit North Brunswick, last year asked me if I would help them create a September 11th workout that they could donate money back to 555. So what we did last year was we did the 343 reps in the workout, and we had an amazing, powerful experience. Because one of the things that I set up for this workout to really make it a true honor wad was that while you're doing the workout, at the 9:11 minute mark on the calendar, on the clock,
yeah,
the entire workout stops. And we have, you know, they say a moment of silence. So when you go somewhere and there's a moment of silence, usually everybody pauses for 5 seconds and then they go about doing what they're doing. In this workout, at the 9:11 minute mark on the clock, the entire workout stops. The music goes off. No one does any work. And for a complete minute, so until the 10-11 minute mark, that's a time for you to reflect on why you're doing these reps. So you're in about maybe the halfway point of the workout for some folks, maybe not for others. And that moment was so, that minute, I should say, was so powerful for everyone involved. And remember, I'm in New Jersey, Central Jersey, so we're very close to New York City, and most of us have some type of a tie into that day. But anyone I know who did the workout in other locations all agreed. So we thought that was just an amazing way to honor everyone, and we wanted to put it together to try and help us raise some funds to continue our mission.
Now, is this something that's going to be how long can people do this workout? I know you guys released it about a week ago, probably a couple weeks when this episode is being released on July 4th. But talk to us about, you know, how long the challenge lasts, how long you guys will be taking donations and things like that for this specific workout.
So you can register now. It's fairly simple. Everything's set up online. You can register as an individual, or if you're a gym owner, you can register your location. You do the workout for the entire month of September.
Okay.
So you can do it anywhere from September 1st to September 30th. You know, and you set that up on your own. This way you're not tied into a certain day, weekend, weeknight, however it's going to be.
Right.
You know, we really want people to do this and to experience it. So we didn't want to hone in on only do it this day. And probably the coolest part about this, and I guess we can mention this, that this is the last part, but is we have two amazing prizes that our partners are furnishing with us with to provide to the location that raises the most money and the individual that raises the most money.
Yeah.
So as an individual fundraiser, the individual fundraiser who raises the most money will be getting a year supply of Life Aid beverage product. So Fit Aid product, one case a month for a year, furnished by Fit Aid, who, you know, I've talked about them before in the past.
So yeah.
They were our first big sponsor, let's say, or partner. So that's going to be for the individual. Now, the location, that prize is unreal, because that prize is the Assault Air Runner to the location that raises the most money.
Wow.
So I don't know. You were at regionals, correct?
I was not, but I was not.
So anyone that went to regionals and got to run on the Assault Air Runner knows just how real deal that thing is.
For sure.
So our friends at Assault Fitness have really stepped up and supported us recently. And we've been able to put a lot of their products into firehouses around the country. But the location that raises the most money will be winning one of those. So you sign up your team as your location, and all the individual fundraising for your location also counts. So you're kind of doing it for both. But in reality, the whole reason is to do the workout. You know, yeah, we got great prizes. And yeah, it's great that we're able to raise money for our cause. But we really want people to do that workout.
I think it's very unique. I mean, I was reading the workout earlier when you sent it to me the first time, and I was like, it's so unique because at that 9/11 mark, to stop and take a minute, and like you just said, it's so powerful. I think it's just gonna be a powerful thing all across the country for everyone and every person that does this workout. Pretty incredible and a very unique touch to something that I don't think someone would, you know, normally look at and do on a daily basis.
No, and that's something too that, you know, I really take Honor Wads and Hero Wads extremely seriously because of my career, you know, my connections with people in the military or people who've lost their lives.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we lose that fact when we're doing it because we're so about the workout. You know, we kind of forget about why we're doing it because you get into that workout so much. And this is one of those minutes that totally brings you back. And it, so many people told us that last year that we knew we had to take this thing to a whole new level. And that's where the idea to run it as a larger charity workout came up. And, you know, we're excited. You know, we have locations starting to sign up because we just did release it the other day. So this is going to be out July 4th. So hopefully by then we'll have even more, and some folks out there will definitely want to jump on board with it.
Well, definitely, guys, go check out some more information. We posted on our Facebook page, so go check it out there. And there's so much stuff that you guys can get involved in, not just with this workout specifically, but you guys also have a lot more things going on that we're going to talk about Thursday on the podcast. That's right. Part two with Pip from 555 Fitness is going to be coming out on Thursday. We talked the LeRong Living Challenge, the police and firefighter games, and so much more that you guys can get involved with. Thanks so much to Pip for chatting with us once again. Don't forget to tune in for part number two of my conversation on Interview Thursday, wrapping up this week. It's an all Pip, all 5-5 Fitness week here on the Big Red Express. Keep it locked here. We will talk to you guys on Thursday.